time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk here, Dom Nicastro, bringing you all the weekly news you need to know in the world of sports on the Merrimack Valley. I am a solo show, second solo show here. As you know, my partner of 10 years left me alone to fend for myself. Danny Martin, though, is the producer in the background. We are here every Thursday morning, usually getting out the door, msonewsports.com, Merrimack Valley here. So everything has started. Every sport is in play. Excited about that. Excited to talk about all the great athletes and team success that we'll be having this year out of the Merrimack Valley. You know, there'll be plenty of it. We're going to get right to it here. This opening segment is really just a chance to introduce our guest coming up. And we're excited to catch up with a longtime Merrimack Valley coach. Tewksbury golf coach is going to be on the line with us, giving us a scoop on Merrimack Valley golf, his team's hopes, who's hot in the valley, and what his goals are for the team this year. Talk about a little individual standouts on the team as well. So let's get right to it. Wasting no time. First, we're going to have our guest, and then at the end of the show, do a little Merrimack Valley football report to see what's happening on the gridiron after week one. Love it. A lot of non-league games, but exciting ones at bat, and great news coming out of certain programs. So we'll catch you all up at the end of the show. But first, take a break. On the other side, Tewksbury golf coach.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here, opening up with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Tewksbury golf coach Jim Sullivan. What's going on, Jim?
How are we doing today, Dom?
We're doing all right. We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us. First time guest on here. Happy to have you. Hey, we're rolling here about 3 or 4 weeks in already. And the Redmen are out on the links. I mean, you're literally at the time of this interview on the links. What is it, a practice today?
We're out here practicing at Trailbrook today and trying to get some work in today. We opened up with matches last week, but we've been going since the 21st of August, and it was good to finally play somebody other than our own guys in practice last week. But tough opener. Chelmsford's always good. The MVC2 the past bunch of years has come down to us or them, and so we happen to open with them here. Last week, and didn't work out so good. They got the better of us, and then we traveled to North Andover, who very infrequently loses at home since they've moved over back to the NBC. And we took a tough one there the next day, Wednesday and Thursday last week. So two tough ones out of the way early. We're Bethune Wednesday, so we're hoping the weather holds out here to get back to work today and tomorrow, and then be ready to go against Methuen on Wednesday here at home.
Yeah, that's an interesting draw. If you and Chelmsford have been going at it, you know, at the top there for a few years, I mean, what's it like to open up with them? Would you rather have them later in the year?
Well, we have to play them twice. So, okay. as the schedule comes out, typically you play someone on the, on your, for us, the MVC2 side early, and then you play them again later on the season with some of those MVC1 teams scattered in between. So I like it. I like, you know, see where we're at, see where they're at. Kind of sets the tone, and then we play each other one of the last three matches of the year. So, you know, get them early, get them late, and we both kind of see where we are against each other at that time. So we got a little bit of work to do. We're going to have to go over there and play really good, but I'm not worried about that. We have two young guys playing in the 7 and 8 spot, in Tyler Crawford at the 7, who's only a sophomore, and Jake Kuna, who's a freshman, playing at 8, and neither one of those guys have ever played in a varsity match, and Jake Kuna's never even played in a match play competition-based golf. So, you know, and he actually won his match at North Andover on Thursday. Wasn't successful on Wednesday, but good experience for him. And Crawford, I think, might have flatted his match on Wednesday and lost on Thursday, but those guys are, they're getting experience. We're supposed to play Lowell the week before, and that got moved for something they were trying to get done. And, you know, I really wanted to get that match in and get those guys some experience before we played those two teams last week, but that's okay. It is what it is. It's learning on the fly, and we can try and do it in practice as much as possible, but nothing beats the competitive juices when you're on the course playing against, you know, a kid in the chumps uniform on North Andover, you know, Methuen or whoever it happens to be. So guys get comfortable playing against each other in practice, and it's not really the same thing. So those guys are good kids. They're good athletes. They, you know, they've worked at playing golf this summer, and so they're going to be good for us.
Nice. Yeah, and Coach, how does the lineup break down ahead of those guys?
So our number one guy is Matty Cook, three-sport guy. He was a two-sport captain last year. He was a captain for us last year as a junior and on the hockey team. He'll be a four-year player with the hockey team. Mm-hmm. He'll be a two-year captain with them as well, and then he's a captain on the baseball team. He's been with us for 4 years here in the golf program. He had a good season last year at one. Not an easy thing to do. The MVC 1 and 2 players in golf are legitimate guys that are out playing golf all year long. Mm. And so he had a good year. He was an first team all conference last year, and hasn't had much luck yet. He's 0-2 right now, but he's a guy that goes out and works at it, and he's really good. Ryan Baker is our number two. He played 4 for us last year as a junior, first year guy. The two of those guys are our co-captains. Jeremy and Sonia, who is a senior for us, also been with us for 3 years now, actually 4 years with us. He's playing 3. He played 2 last year with Cook. But again, that 2 spot was really tough, and Ryan had a little bit better summer than Jeremy did and was playing better early on. Cookie was a little more comfortable playing with Ryan, and Jeremy was a little more comfortable playing in 3 with Vic Pacheco, another senior. And so Ricky and Vic are playing 3 and 4 for us, and Jeremy's going to be good for us there, and we think he can get us. We think it's more consistently that he's going to get points for us there at 3 than we're getting out of him at 2. And we've had that conversation. He's comfortable there. He's happy there. And so those 4 guys are all back. And then at 5 is Ricky Pacheco. He's only a sophomore. He played with us last year as a freshman. He played in the 7 spot all year for us last year as a freshman. So he's got a lot of experience. He's playing at the 5, and his partner, Jake Civitrice, was with us last year as a sophomore. Didn't play a ton of matches. He get into the 8 spot from time to time and a few matches here and there. And so he's done a lot this summer, and he's kind of solidified himself in the 6 spot. So those 6 guys are all back for us. So our expectation level is higher than it was last year coming in after having lost a great group of 5 seniors the year before. And we had a good season the year before. We had won the league. And but last year, just we were new, and Matty Cook was moved from 4 to 1. That's a huge, that's a tall tale to ask of anybody. And he had a good year. And Baker was new, and Sonia was moving up from 5 to 2. And so, you know, as far as wins and losses, it wasn't great last year, but as far as development and experience and play, and it was good. So
yeah,
we just, I'm boring in that we talk every day about trying to get better, and that golf provides tremendous opportunity every day. When you get here before practice, every swing, every hole, you have an opportunity to get yourself better and to be better. So that's our focus. That's what we're trying to do. And, you know, I someone said, who we play next week? I said, I have no idea. I was worried about this week. I was worried about Chelmsford, and then I was worried about North Andover. And so we looked at the schedule, and it's Methuen Wednesday, and we don't play again until the following Wednesday. So against Billerica. So we just try and keep going one day at a time and keep trying to get better.
Yeah, that's all you can do. And, you know, in terms of, Coach, the state level, you know, what kind of goals there are you targeting there? Because it's so hard to get in on, you know, on the state level, even to qualify, much less do damage there. Like, what's the pedestal in recent years in terms of success on the state level? Like, where are you trying to get to?
So we're trying to get in as a team. We have to be 500 or better. Golf's different than all the other sports. There's not a ranking system. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, you get points for beating this team and that team, like all the other sports. You know, do you have a 500 record or better? And if you do, you qualify. And so the last 2 years, we've been out in Central Mass with the realignment. We're back to the Division II North this year. Last year, we didn't qualify as a team, which was disappointing for all of us. Matty Cook went and played as our lone individual because he had a record and a stroke play score that qualified him to be able to do that. And he went out and played pretty good. I think he finished somewhere in the top 20, but just outside the number to be able to qualify for the All-State or the All-State Division II tournament. So we're hoping to get back and be in as a team. We did that 2 years ago, and we finished in the top 10 that year, and it was a great year. And so we're hoping to get back to the tournament. That's goal number one. And then goal number two is to try and qualify as a team to move on. But you have to finish in the top three of about 15 to 18 teams to move on as a team. But the first goal is to try and qualify as a team. That's really where we want to be. We want six guys getting on the van and going and playing at the Division II sectional as a team. So,
yeah,
you know, that's where we're at statewide. Is Division II North is really tough. Division II Central was really good with a bunch of teams, Tingsboro, and I think Concord was out there. Concord bounced back and forth like we did between North and Central. And
yeah,
there's some really good Central teams out there that were good. And Billerica actually finished tied for first place last year and lost out on matching cards. So they finished second. And as a team that's in our league, we play them in the league once. I'm pretty close with their coach. So we choose to play each other in a non-league match every year. So we end up playing Billerica twice. Probably not the smartest decision on my part to play them twice. But you know what? If we're going to be good enough to beat teams, we gotta be able to beat teams like them. That they have one of the best coaches in the conference, if not in the state, and Joel Jenkins, and their program's really good. And so I want to play them. I would rather play them next door, and we have a good relationship, and our kids compete in every sport with Billerica. So it's, even though Wilmington is technically our rivalry from way back in the day, and we play them in Thanksgiving, Billerica's really, since Wilmington left and went to the Cape Ann and now the Middlesex League, Billerica has really taken over. Billerica Tewksbury rivalry is a tough one, regardless of sport, whether it's football or hockey or baseball or, you know, golf, whatever it happens to be. So it's a lot of mutual respect. Communities are really similar, and, you know, being blue collar communities, and so we like to play them, and it's a good experience. So
yeah, exactly. And who's you know, besides Bill, is Billerica in the upper division?
Billerica is in the upper with Billerica, Andover, North Andover, Haverhill, Central Catholic. I think that's it. And then on our side is Tewksbury, Chelmsford, Dracut, Methuen, and Lowell.
Okay.
So we're 5-5. There's no, Lawrence doesn't have a golf program any longer. So So it's 5-5 instead of 6-5 like most other sports.
Yeah.
So we play the upper teams once. We play the NBC 2 teams twice.
Yeah.
So we'll circle back with them.
It's like a 13-match conference season. Is that right?
Yep. And then we'll play Berwicker in that 14th match in a non-leaguer where we play that at the end of the year every year. And we change our format instead of playing match play, which is what our league play is. We'll play that match as a stroke play match to get ready for the state tournament, because the state tournament is a stroke play.
Yeah.
So you got to play the ball in the hole. You got to put it in the hole. And match play is a lot different animal. So stroke play really tells you who the better golfers are. And so when we'll play that non-league match, we'll play stroke play as a preparation for the state tournament.
Yeah.
So
is that the only non-leaguer with Billerica?
It is. We try to, sometimes we play Billerica and Burlington on the same day, but for whatever reason, but it didn't work out with Burlington this year. That I think their schedule was on an even number, and we would prefer to keep it on an even number as well. If we play 14 matches, we have to be at least 7-7. If we play 15, we have to be 8-7.
Okay.
So, you know, give you one less game to get that, to get over the hump. So we were willing to play it, but their schedule didn't work out. So, you know, it's 7 wins in this league is not easy.
Yeah. That's the magic number. And it's like, you get 2 out of the gate and you're down 2 already. It's like, it's so challenging.
Yeah. And one of them is on our side, the MVC 2 side. So if we open up with a loss against 2 MVC 1 teams, well, that you kind of just go, okay, well, that's, you know, that's kind of expected. Tewksbury's not beating many of the MVC 1 teams very often. It's just not happening. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a good program. We have we feel a reasonably successful program. We're not Haverhill. We're not Andover. We're not Central Catholic. But we're competitive, and we've won the league a handful of times in the past 8 or 10 years. And so, you know, we want to get to that next level where Berwicker is and be contending every year, whether it's up or down. And so, you know, we want to be able to say we can beat those MVC 1 teams a couple times to know that we're going to get to 500 and get to the tournament.
Yeah.
Opposed to hoping we get there.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Well, Jim, Coach Sullivan, we'll let you get back to your boys. But one last question, though, before we let you off the hook. Tell us a little bit more about Jim Sullivan. How many years now as the Tewksbury boss on the links? And what are you doing? What's keeping you busy when you're off the links?
So, I'm not going to lie. I'm really not sure how long I've been a golfer. Jamie Pope told me last year that, according to his, thinks it's 15. So I guess it's 16, but it's a little disjointed. I was the boys basketball coach at Tewksbury for 12 years a while ago. And then I started doing the golf with Coach Drew and our athletic director when our golf coach gave it up. And then after 2 years, he kind of, he stepped aside. He had another business thing going, and so I took it over, and it seems like it's been forever. I haven't been coaching basketball for 13 years now or so. So it's at least 13, and it was a couple of years while I was doing basketball. And so, I don't know. I think it's around 16 or so. I enjoy it. I started my teaching and coaching career as a coach right out of college. I graduated from college in October of 1992, and I was named the JV boys basketball coach at Tewksbury and the assistant varsity coach in May of 1993. So, I graduated in May of 92, got the basketball job in October of 92. So that led me into teaching, which made me realize that coaching was just an extension of the classroom and teaching. So that got me into education. I teach business courses at the high school. I'm also the Decker advisor. I'm an advisor to our peer mentor leadership program. I have 2 sons. One son just graduated last year with a 3-sport guy here at Tewksbury. played football, basketball, and baseball. And he's off at the University of New England playing football there. And then my other son, Daniel, is a senior currently this year. And so we're working with him, trying to figure out what his future holds ahead of him and what he wants to do after this year. But he's a hoop guy, so he's getting ready for the hoop season. So my time is spent chasing my sons around, which I love doing, and supporting all of our TMHS kids. And it was a great past weekend at a high school football game Friday night where my nephew was plays, and going and seeing my son up at Plymouth State, and then catching the fall basketball league game on Sunday morning over in Westwood. So
was that
you, and then spending time with my wife. She wants me to work in more time with her, so I have to be better at that.
Don't they all?
I have to be better at that, though. I need to do a better job of making time for her and I instead of just always chasing the boys. So
yeah.
But
they don't ask so much, Jim. I've learned in 15 years of marriage. They just want you to be near them. They just want you to be around. That's all. That's all they care about. Time.
That's it.
And probably
pay attention when I am around. So I get it. Like, those are my things on trying to get. I'm trying to get better at home. So
yeah, and try not to relax too much around the wife. They have a radar when they detect that you're relaxing and not doing anything.
Yeah, my wife's pretty good. She does an awful lot, so I have no complaints. So
nice. Jim, it's been great catching up. Good luck with running around all over New England, chasing your kids down, and of course your troops at Tewksbury Golf. Best of luck with the MVC schedule, and we'll be catching up down the road.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all your work for all you're doing for high school sports and players and coaches and programs, and it's great. I'm a big advocate of kids, and I'm a big advocate of getting their names out there and getting them out there. And, you know, it's not easy to put yourself on the line and put yourself out there. And, you know, it's easy to fail when you're trying to do something. And, you know, giving kids recognition and acknowledging them and things like this is great. So thank you for all your work and for having me on and inviting me here and talking about our guys and our program today.
All right. Best of luck, Tewksbury Golf. Coach Jim Sullivan, thank you. Thanks for joining us. Have a good one. Bye now.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report, the gridiron. Let's talk some pigskin. Here we go. Week one happened. We're on to week two now. So let's do some previews of some games and give you results of what happened last week. All right. Tonight, Thursday, September 14th, 7 o'clock, Andover will be hosting Chelmsford. Andover is coming off a nice win, really nice, 40-7 over Shrewsbury. Just a great effort overall. Lots of people getting into the end zone. Connor LeBrun, 82-yard punt return, this is courtesy of the Eagle Tribune. Dante Berger, 37-yard pass from Johnny Enman. Andrew Wallace, 13-yard pass from Enman. Jason DeJesus, 30-yard pass from Enman. You can see a theme here. James Flagg, fumble return. So they had a punt return, a fumble return. LeBrun had an interception. You know, I mean, man, they just did everything Andover did, scored from all angles, let up a garbage time touchdown at the end to prevent the shutout. But man, passing, Edmund 7 for 9, very efficient, 114 yards, 3 TDs, no picks. And receiving, Berger led the way with 74 yards on 3 catches, and also DeJesus had 3 catches for 49 yards. Chelmsford was a big loser to their Granite State neighbors, Londonderry, 41-0. So Chelmsford trying to avoid the slow start, but going to have a tough challenge against Andover for sure. All right, moving back to the schedule. Now we're all Friday night games here, and then there's one Saturday game. So here we go. North Andover and Beverly. Beverly and Northeastern Conference team, obviously. They'll be coming to North Andover's Walsh Stadium at 6 o'clock. And North Andover, to start the season, actually did not play. North Andover is off, so this will be their opener. And Beverly, again, lost to Haverhill. Haverhill 27-14 win over Beverly. That was a huge win for the Hillies to get back on the right track. They had some controversies, some hazing incident stuff at the end of their season last year that really tarnished the program, but they feel like they're on the right track for 2023. Rob Pike, teacher in the school, is a new coach. And a solid 27-14 win over Beverly, 455 yards of offense, 23 first downs, just efficient machine. You know, kids are telling the U Tribune they're looking forward. That's all they can do, putting everything in the past and carrying on. So that's pretty cool to see and hear. Great attitude. And Haverhill itself will be hosting at Haverhill Stadium, Tewksbury. That is a good little matchup. And Tewksbury opened up with a fine effort last week. Tewksbury was a 14-7 winner over always tough and competitive Danvers. By the way, I get the Merrimack Valley like 3-0 so far over Northeastern Conference teams. We always keep track of that. We have that other show, the North Shore Sports Desk. Good stuff. So 14-7 win for Tewksbury. And they'll be taking on Haverhill in a Merrimack Valley matchup. Let's move on. We got Lawrence High School hosting Wachusett. Lawrence had a nice little win to open the season. Lawrence was a winner over Lynn English. A shutout. Always impressive to beat the Lynn schools. I know Lynn wasn't as good as their build to be last year. Who knows about this year? But a nice opening win. 27-0 for Lawrence over Lynn English. And Urin Reyes had a 23-yard touchdown run. David Mannon, 86-yard pass from Jaden Abreu. Brendy Solar, 12-yard pass from Abreu. And Mannon, 25-yard pass. So Mannon, 2 touchdowns, and Abreu, 3 in the air. Good stuff for the Lawrence QB out of the gate. All right, let's move on. Drakett, the Tingsboro-Drakett combo there, will be hosting Boston English. And Tingsboro-Drakett got a nice opening day win, 29-26 over Oakmont. We're moving on. Lowell will be heading, they'll be hosting Nashua South. So the two little rivals there, cross-state rivalry, Lowell and Nashua South. To open the week, or the season, I should say, Lowell was a 22-0 loser to Westford Academy. Methuen lost its opening game, and now they're playing Marshfield. Doesn't get any easier, so definitely a kudos for a tough non-league schedule here. They'll be going to Nicholson Stadium for that one, and that is a tough, tough battle. Marshfield, perennial strong team. They're hosting that game at Nicholson Stadium, Methuen is. And Methuen, to open the season, fell to Lincoln Sudbury, another tough opponent in the non-league circles, 24-14. All right, moving along here. There's a couple more games to look at. Bill Ricker and Westford, they were both winners in week one. Bill Ricker got the job done against Masconomet, another NEC team, 34-14. And Westford will be coming to Bill Ricker for that one. That's at 7 o'clock on Friday night. And the final game is a classic matchup. Going to Danvers, Central Catholic. It doesn't get any easier after losing to Springfield Central. Now they're going all the way down to Danvers to face St. John's Prep, three-time Super Bowl champ in the last 4 years. That is a tough two. That is the Super Bowl participants of Division I last year that Central Catholic out of Lawrence is opening up with. Man, talk about a non-league schedule. That's tough. And for Central, John Sexton's the new coach taking over for Chuck Adamopoulos, the legend. They lost to Springfield Central 44-26. Looked like a little bit of a competitive game there, you know, in the early going. But Springfield ended up pulling away, you know, mostly in that the last two quarters there, you know, 22 points in the second half, 22 in the first half, or 44 total. So they really couldn't contain Springfield, which a lot of teams, except for St. John's Prep and that Super Bowl at Gillette, could do. All right, that wraps it up. Merrimack Valley Football Reports in the books. Merrimack Valley Show's in the books. Thanks to Tewksbury Golf Coach and everybody for getting out there on the gridiron. We have something to talk about. All right, best of luck going forward to all the teams, obviously. We will be catching up with you next week. Thanks for tuning in.